If everything's good,
what?
Should I go to work or have a baby? That's the question that one basketball player for the Timberwolves faced yesterday. Mike and I were talking about this yesterday, there was an actual debate about this. Mike, why don't you tell Bradley the story?
Yeah, so how it breaks down is Rudy Gobert is the best defender for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, if you don't know, the Timberwolves have cruised right through the first round of the playoffs. They won their first matchup against the defending champions in the second round matchup against the Denver Nuggets on the road, might I add you. Mm. And then last night they were playing game two of that series. So a win
important
in that
game,
a win, exactly. A win in that series would mean they get to come back to Minnesota, and all they have to do is win two of their next four games. And two of those games will be at home.
So it's a big deal.
So it's a big, big deal. Now, here's the thing. Rudy Gobert was expecting his first child.
No.
And his wife was expected to go into labor yesterday.
Okay, well, that's...
And the question was, do you or do you not play in the game?
Who is asking that question?
Well, there are plenty of...
Every sports announcer.
Mostly sports announcers. I had some buddies who they've both had kids. One had two kids, one has three. They were texting and me and our friend chat basically about it. And they were like, oh, come on. If it's... And I asked, I said, well, is it his first child? Because I think that might make a difference. You know, the
if it's
first...
like the 30th kid.
Exactly. That's kind of
so
what
funny.
I was saying. I was
Mom's like, well, it's fine. Just go do your thing.
And then, of course,
I'll be okay.
And then, of course, I joined the chat and said it wouldn't matter if I was there or not because I'm going to be passed out in a wheelchair.
That's
next
true.
To her,
you wouldn't
so
be allowed anywhere
I
near.
I wouldn't be anywhere near yeah. there to help with support.
They're like, you go play your game, Mike.
And then, but you also have actual NBA players like Gilbert Arenas, former NBA player. I was going to play the audio, but I can't. There are lots of swears in it.
Because he's so upset.
Because he basically said, yo, that baby's going to be there when you get back. And well, it's going to be sleeping the whole time. It's not like it knows if you're there.
Yeah, I don't think, though, you're there for the baby.
You're there
I
know. For your wife exactly. in the moment.
Exactly. Yeah. So, long story short, he missed the game last night.
Thank
the team
you.
Went on to dominate without him. They didn't yeah. need him.
That's a good lesson.
But it did bring up a very interesting debate that has now taken over the internet.
Which is?
Well, what would you do?
Who's debating this?
It's a debate.
Dudes. People. Dudes are debating this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I am sports. I am very manly, and there's nothing more manly
yeah,
than going to
my
wife,
job. Until their wife is like, no, you're going to come be with me when I mean, if that's what she wants, mm-hmm. presumably.
Sports at all costs.
Yeah.
You know? Do you want money for your baby? I have to go to my job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with this. No. I just wanted to bring up an argument.
Yeah, no, I think most job workplaces would frown on that. But
and I do want to follow up. I think if I'm reading correctly, she gave birth yeah. to their
oh,
son. So
congratulations.
Big congratulations there to Rudy Gobert and family. Hopefully got a little more.
Yeah, I can see dudes arguing this. Well, actually, if you do the thing with the thing and then you hurry up in the nice try, you're not getting out of that.
Well, I'm sure there have been players. I just feel like this is like in the past who have missed the births of their children to go play football or some other thing.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah, we had this, there was a base. I mean, again, it also depends on, again, it doesn't depend. I think, yes, you're going to be
you're
there.
You're just bringing up the, yeah.
I'm just trying to play
this,
devil's advocate here. These are not my thoughts. I will absolutely
Mike,
be there.
Mike, how dare you?
I'm
you're
sorry. I'm gonna
terrible.
Be, I'm going to be there. But there's, you know, a debate about what if it's a little later on down the road and you're playing like the World Series deciding game
yeah,
seven.
Yeah, I think the lesson is, yeah. right? Like the lesson is, you just proved the lesson, which is he was gone. The team won. The team yeah. did what they were supposed to do. You said dominated, right?
Yeah.
Like, so you being gone is not going to necessarily affect the future. So it's not as high stakes as perhaps someone would lay it out to be.
True.
No?
Possibly.
Well, what's the, if not?
Well, if not, it just depends on the influences you have on the team. Like, for example, if, I don't know, this is a very well-built team right now, and right yeah. now you have Anthony Edwards
you're saying
playing great basketball. So let's say it's LeBron
team.
James, and he's on a team where he's the dominant force. He's yeah. the reason
he
they've had success.
The reason.
And he's trying to bring a championship to a team that hasn't had a championship in any of their top four men's sports in the last 30-some years.
Yeah.
Where do you draw the line? Mm-hmm. Now, again, I'm with you guys. I think
you draw the line with
giving birth to a child.
The mom.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
the mom gets to draw the line.
You yeah. brought up a really good point, though, Dom, when you were talking about this, the fact of, like, how are you going to be able to concentrate
yeah.
if you know
well,
your
yeah.
wife
you know
is
your
in labor?
Of course. And you're out on the court?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could just become a different person and like completely shut out and compartmentalize your life in that way. If you can do that, congratulations. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, again, it just, I think it, I, what do I know? I'm not a professional athlete, so I don't do the same calculations, but I would just think, well, your kid's going to be with you a lot longer than your career.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Your wife's going to be with you, hopefully, a lot longer than your career, than one game. But do I understand people sitting on the sidelines going, well, we really want them to win? Mm-hmm. You know,
I remember now what the example was, because recently we had the Masters. So the Masters tournament was happening. Yes. Scottie Scheffler, who is one of the best golfers right now, the best golfer in the world, he had like a 6-stroke lead late in the tournament, and his wife was due to give birth, or could have potentially. I think she ended up having.
Like, maybe, he would have just had to leave.
Yeah, he was going to have to leave, and if he leaves, then all of a sudden that tournament, I mean, is over. Obviously, he's got to withdraw at no matter what point.
And the
he
next
leaves.
Person in line's like. Please let her go into labor.
Have that
They're
baby.
Like
have that
actually
baby.
At the house going, hey. They're just ringing the doorbell going, hi. Electricity
Do you want some
man
spicy
again.
Food?
Stressing her out.
Do you want
look.
Some spicy chips? Am I supposed to make you go into labor?
And I think the Gilbert Arenas comment where he was like, oh, you know, it's going to be there when it gets. This is all I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, the massive, most of the pregnancies, everything's going to go really well. There's a tiny, there's a small percent chance something goes bad and you want to be there and have maybe decisions have to be made. Something needs to be there. You want to be there for the birth.
Like a no-brainer.
Oh, the baby's going to be there. Well,
yeah.
Seems like a no-brainer, but again, sports.
Exactly.
Brains do not always apply.
This is true.
My mom told me that when she was pregnant with me, I was in there for way too long and that she wanted
like
to.
Like inside?
Yes. I stayed too long, just like sometimes I do at parties. I'm the last one there. And so she was like, I remember this feeling. I just wanted to, like, I was so pregnant. So it happened to her with me. And she said she just started vacuuming all day. And
like,
that made it happen.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Just some light vacuuming, you know?
Again,
your body's,
I think,
like, come on, this would be so much easier without this big old baby in there.
Vacuuming, some chili.
Chili is the worst thing. Yeah, not chili. Because
something
that
spicy.
Has a different pipe that it comes out of.
Oh, my.
I know, but they always say eat something spicy.
Oh, God. I
it's an old wives' tale.
Okay.
It's not necessarily the right answer.
It definitely isn't a good idea.
Well, you should, rule number one, don't take any advice from me when it comes to giving birth.
Okay.
Clearly.
And we can use this as a way to say congratulations to the Timberwolves with another big win. Just two wins away from the Western Conference
That's
Finals.
All I've been hearing about in the halls.
Yes, you're going to hear a lot about it, especially if they keep on winning.
That's fantastic.
Sports bowl.
Yes. Okay. Coming up next, Richard Simmons. We've heard his voice for the first time in many years. What did he say? What did it sound like? I'll tell you.
On the My Talk website or app.
It's Dawn for David and his team at First Equity Mortgage. Have you seen a lot of for sale signs up everywhere and you're thinking, we have wanted to get into a new house? Well, before you do anything, call David at First Equity Mortgage. Get your ducks in a row. You can talk to him about payments, down payments, free money even to buy a home. There are loans out there that you may qualify for that you don't even know about. So please talk to David first. And if you're looking at houses and find one that you know you like, let's say it's on a weekend, David from First Equity can reach out to the listing agent and say, I've already pre-approved this person, so can we be at the front of the line, please? He's on your side, and he's ready to answer all of your questions. And he kept us informed every step of the way whenever we refinanced with David a couple of years ago. He just works so hard for us, and he really has a good heart. So give him a call, 763-251-8000, or my talk, keyword, David.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Tolls, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Richard Simmons, he's slowly but surely coming out of the woodwork. We actually just heard the sound of his voice. We haven't heard that for many years. And I'm not sure what's going on with this because I saw this on TMZ. And
Must be true.
Oh, it must be true, right. So I know that, just to catch people up, if you don't know, he's been very vocal about his, and when I say vocal, I mean typing vocal. On social, about how he does not want Pauly Shore to do the movie about him and to play him. He just wants to do his own story. And Pauly Shore keeps, you know, going back and forth like, this is heartbreaking, we're friends. You know, there's been a lot of drama there. And so we think he's hired a new PR team because there's some things that have happened, you know, in the last week or so with that. And we're like, I don't know, maybe rethink that one. Well, he put up a message that was a, you know, it was a voice message. So let's listen to it.
All right.
Let me hear what you think.
Hi, everybody. It's Richard. Happy May 6th, 2024. Thank you so much for reading my messages. Roses are red. Violets are blue. Do you know how much I love you. Have a beautiful day. Bye for now.
I mean, it definitely sounds like Richard. It just sounds like he's in,
weird.
You know, like in a room. I don't know.
Yeah, it does.
You thought it sounded like AI or something.
Well, at first.
Okay.
I did. And then I heard his mouth sounds.
Well, yeah, it sounds like he's...
You know, those
but
things.
Maybe he's got, you know, he's older. How old is Richard now?
Good question.
How old? He's got to be in his 70s, right?
Yeah, most likely.
75.
Yeah. He sounds like an older man. And, you know, I am just like trying to picture. I'm like, can we just do a video? But I know he's very, very self-conscious of his visual appearance. So maybe that's why he just did a voice.
And I noticed he said 2020 poor. I'm just
maybe
like,
he just had some dental work.
Yeah, I'm like, is this a?
I mean, I've trust.
Is this a cry for help?
Oh,
is he poor?
A cry for help? What is he
said
poor?
20 poor.
Oh, God.
And someone made him record this message, and he's trapped in his house, and they've taken all of
his
money.
Let's listen one more
and
time.
And he's really poor.
Because I don't hear that, but let's listen.
Hi, everybody. It's Richard. Happy May 6th. 2024.
Sounds like he's eating a sandwich.
Thank you so much for reading my messages. Roses are red, violets are blue. Do you know how much I love you? Have a beautiful day. Bye for now.
I think he was just eating a tuna fish sandwich.
What about the poor? 2020 poor?
I think it was just a...
It's like, help me.
I mean,
poor.
We have visual or audio issues occasionally.
But if
talking.
You're recording it, wouldn't you do another cut?
Unless
if
he
you're
doesn't
like,
care.
They'd be like, you said 2020 poor.
So you think he's trying to tell us he's poor?
Maybe.
Okay.
It could be anything.
I want to honor your mic.
That was one way we know it's not AI, because if it was AI, they would have redid it.
Actually,
and it would have been perfect.
I don't know. I think AI makes weird mistakes. Like if you say, like, show me a man in the woods with holding a butterfly with a huge beard and a nose ring riding a carpet. You type that in, you get three legs. I mean, there's all kinds of weird things that happen.
Why would he post an AI version of his own voice? Because his voice is so different, you think?
Or maybe he just has discovered he can do this and it's like, oh, he's just playing around with it.
Maybe.
Or someone wrote that. Why does he sound like he's reading a script?
He might be. He might have wrote it down. Like, I just wanted to make sure I know what I'm saying.
I guess so.
I mean, look, there's something like Richard is not at the height of his career right now or at the height of his public facing persona.
Right.
But it seems like So it's not surprising, I guess, is what I'm saying, that he's not well polished. And he has been sort of out of the spotlight for so long. He has been, you know, a recluse essentially for, I don't know, going on what?
It was 2014 when he disappeared. He did not show up to one of his fitness classes.
Okay, so it's
without any explanation.
It's been about a decade since he's essentially been a recluse. So he's not a well-oiled machine. But maybe he's trying to slowly but surely make his way back.
I think so. And I'm glad. I'm happy for that. I think that whatever was going on, you know, maybe he wants to tell that story. I know he says he has a movie in the works that you should watch.
Yeah.
Not Pauly Shore's.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Mike?
Well, I wasn't.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something earlier. You know, here's the other thing. Like, somebody like that who's maybe not super social is going to come across a little odd in the way that they speak and sound.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if he doesn't have a bunch of friends coming in and out. But maybe this is his first step. Or maybe he died and is petrified on a couch and his housekeeper is doing an AI version of his voice to fool us all.
Maybe.
I mean, it's one or the other.
Well, he also felt the need to say that it's May 6th.
So well, he also said 6th.
Let's listen to it again.
Hi, everybody. It's Richard. Happy May 6th, 2024.
Poor.
Thank you so much.
I didn't hear poor.
For reading.
Oh, no, he definitely says poor.
He definitely says poor.
He definitely says poor. Oh, my God.
Calm down.
Violets are blue. Well, do you know how much
I think he just had that piece of ham sandwich in his mouth.
And I just heard Randy Travis sing like a perfect song AI that sounded like he was at the prime of his career.
Right.
I don't know if
you've
heard that track.
AI voice would have been more.
I think the AI verse would have been way more perfect, would not have had those mistakes, and they would have done it multiple times if they wanted to fake it.
Dental work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not trying to start any conspiracies here.
Oh, I think you are.
If you're listening going, hey, there was this podcast a while ago, we listened to that podcast. And it ended up being so anticlimactic because the dude wanted to, you know, the dude really made it, whoever did the podcast made it seem like there was this big secret that he found out about Richard Simmons. He's like basically hunting him and claiming all these things, like the housekeeper said this, but then it ended up being absolutely nothing. Yeah. It was like, please just leave
me
alone.
Stop spreading those rumors, Dawn.
Yeah.
I will say our listener, Angela, reached out and she said, it sounds like he has dentures.
Oh.
Which that sounds
24.
Plausible. 24.
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't want to be. Yeah.
24.
Yeah. I mean, he could have gained weight.
If your denture slipped.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, maybe we'll hear more from him and it'll be...
I hope so. I hope we see more of him, too.
Me, too.
I would love it.
Maybe that'll happen someday. Well, thank you, Richard. Coming up next, we're going to talk
about TV. Yes, queen.
It's a little boobs on tubes. What are
These
you
are
watching?
These are big boobs on tubes.
Big ones, huh?
I can't wait.
Okay, well, we've got that and more coming up next on My Talk.
Entertainment.
Speaking of dental work, I want to tell you about my friends at Dakota Dental. Now, I don't know where Richard does his dental work, but if he was a smart man, he would call my friends at Dakota Dental. Now, that might be a kind of a hike for Richard Simmons, but it's not a hike for you. Dakota Dental is super convenient to the metro right down in Apple Valley. It's a straight shot for me from South Minneapolis. I've loved the care, attention to detail, professionalism, and customer service, whatever the metric, Dakota Dental wins each time. And that's why I've been a patient there for the last few years. In fact, I started going to Dakota Dental because I had a dental emergency. They got me in right away, took care of my issue, and then I just made my regular checkup and appointments. Since then, I've had all sorts of procedures because dental procedures love my mouth. And my mouth loves Dakota Dental. So I want you to give them a call today. Make that appointment. Get it on the calendar. I guarantee they have a time that works best for your schedule at DakotaDental.com. Don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you. I'm Bradley Traynor.
And I'm Dawn McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game. And you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
time to update your bathroom, but you don't want the hassle.
It's time to catch up on all that TV we've been watching. Hopefully you've been watching something fun, too. Feel free to let us know, by the way, if you watched anything fun. We always like recommendations here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. I'm the Bradley, that's the Dawn, along with Mike today, this afternoon. Good evening and hello. Should we get some Boobs on Tubes going?
Yeah.
Boobs on Tubes, what are you watching? Boobs on Tubes.
One more time.
Boobs on Tubes, what are you watching? Boobs on Tubes.
How you like this?
Oh.
I know you're not.
He's got a lot of voices today.
I know you're not a fan just today. I know you're not a fan of Hacks, Dawn. Mike, have you seen Hacks?
I have not.
I think you would like it.
Okay, cool.
Because it's equal parts hilarious and also emo.
Got it.
But the reason we're talking about it is we started the first episode of the third season of Hacks. Now, this is Jean Smart. Oh, God. And what's her name?
Hannah Einbinder.
Hannah Einbinder. And it's that story of Jean Smart's character being sort of like, she's a washed up comedian. And this right. young millennial comedy writer shakes things up. And little did they know, they ended up liking each other. And it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But there's some really, there's also some great acting from the other cast members. It really is an ensemble cast. It's not just those two, although those two do a great job. And they sort of, you know, get pushed forward and come back a little bit depending on the season and the narrative. Anyway, season three started and I was right. It felt like I was right back where we were in season two, laughing and having emotions, because it does make you think of friendship, what it means to be a friend. It really is, I think, a show about friendship and what it means to be a friend, but also what it means to get old. Like, there's this whole like age thing going on.
Yeah.
And also like career. Like, if you have a career or a job, you know, thinking about like, what do you want to do with your career? Where's your career going? You know, like having difficult things happen in your career. Like all of that stuff is very relatable, I think.
Yeah.
Even though the subject is really this like larger than life comedian who is essentially made it big in the world and now trying to navigate what that's like in a later season of life.
Do you think that she struggles with maybe having her career as her identity?
Oh, a lot, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that can happen for sure with anybody. Like, I am a data analyst, and it's like, if you aren't anymore, what are you?
Yeah.
You know, it could be with anybody. You?
But there's also just like some silly fun stuff. Like, there's this whole, I'm not giving anything away. It's not like I'm ruining anything, but there's a whole like Tom Cruise cake. You know, the Tom Cruise cake that he gives for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. The coconut.
That shows cake? Up in an episode.
Okay.
So there's just like, there's just also, I'm a fan of dumb. So like any dumb humor.
Totally.
Inappropriate humor. Sign me up. I'm all in.
Yes.
Anyway, so I just wanted to say that's back. So if you watched Hacks, if you liked Hacks, it's back.
Yeah.
And two episodes, I think. So they're dropping them, you know, weekly.
On
and
Netflix?
It's on the Max.
Oh, Max.
On the Max. So that's Hacks on the Max. And then there's Neanderthals, or Neanderthals, however you say it, on the Netflix. And they got a new documentary. Do you guys like Neanderthals?
I love anything about documentaries, historical stuff. Yeah, I love it.
Ancient humans.
Yeah, for sure.
And there's this really cool new documentary on Neanderthals. It just came out. Hadn't seen it. Showed up in my Netflix. I watched it this weekend. And it was great because they do, you know, now CGI is such that you can like visualize things. Mm-hmm. So when you're learning about stuff like Neanderthals and ancient humans and stuff, like you can actually see stuff. But then they have like those, they have these two brothers that are from Holland whose job it is to like recreate what the skeletons that they're finding look like.
Okay.
And so you actually see them like in their process of bringing to life one of the skeletons that they've found as a Neanderthal.
Wow.
And I think that's always our fascination
we
with Neanderthals.
See what they looked like.
We want to see what these creatures looked like, right? Because there are human
cousins.
Relatives, right? Yeah. So they kind of look like us, and obviously they looked like us enough that, you know, they kind of did some stuff.
What did they
they're
do?
Still here.
They're still here.
I mean, like, we were similar enough that people were
oh sure
getting familiar. Okay. Anyway, so it's interesting to see.
Homo sapiens were mating with Neanderthals.
Yeah, they came together and they didn't just kill each other out. They kind of, you know.
Well, they might have at first. And then it turned into kissing.
Some of them might, right?
It was hitting. And then kissing. It's like,
I don't like you.
And then all of a sudden, they're in a cave. They're making out.
I mean, it was dark.
They
didn't have lights.
Some little pictures.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They had fire. Everybody looks better by firelight.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. Well, sometimes it can make people look kind of scary. And then you're like, why am I at this campfire? I'm afraid of that guy.
Oh,
bye.
It sounds like a story you need to share with us. So that's on the Netflix. So if you have not seen that, Neanderthals. I'm trying to think of anything else. Have you watched anything recently, Dawn?
I've been watching Physical 100, which is Netflix.
South Korean competition show.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
Fitness competition, right?
It is so exciting. If you love competitive sport and just, ooh, it's so cool because these are athletes versus like fitness models versus a ballerina will be thrown in there. Like, and they're doing like cage match stuff.
What kind of competitions are they doing?
The first competition was to be in they were all ranked. So there are 100 athletes, you know, fitness people, and they had to get on manual treadmills and run. And within the first 10 minutes, they tracked your mileage. And so that numbered people from 1 to 100.
Oh, okay. So you're in the second half.
Yeah. If you're at the back, then you had to step off. And then they went down to six. And these people are running as fast as they can. Like, you're worried they're going to have a heart attack.
Wow.
But it's exciting to watch. Then it's 6. Then it's like 6 minutes. And then down to like 5 minutes. And then they had the top 10 and then the top person. So that was the first one. And then they went into this other. Oh, I just love it. It's just so much fun to hear their stories. And
Physical 100.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Watch with subtitles, or do they dub it?
They dub it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mike, I know you watched something with Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, Unfrosted, the new movie.
Oh, that's
from,
right, with Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld. What'd and
you think?
Every other comedian that's ever walked the face of the
really?
Planet. Oh, gosh, yeah. It is every... It's a lot of talent.
Yeah.
Oh. But
not a lot of substance.
Oh. Ooh. What's the thumbnail plot of this experience?
The thumbnail plot is we are in Battle Creek, Michigan in the 60s. Late 60s, I believe. And it is the home of both Post and Kellogg.
Mm. So it's the big battle.
And Jim Gaffigan plays the leader of Kellogg. Amy Schumer plays the leader of Post. And they are fighting for superiority. And apparently they think the next thing that is going to put their cereal empires on top is the pastry that doesn't need milk that can be served to the masses and to the kids, basically trying to figure out who's going to make the Pop-Tart first. Now, there was actually a race in real life for this.
Okay.
The Country Squares is what Post came up with.
Country Squares.
Uh-huh.
Country Squares.
The Pop-Tarts are what Kellogg came up with. Yeah, okay. You can figure out why they won. But those were the, and it's a very fake telling of that story.
Okay.
That features every cameo like you could ever imagine. It's every like B or C list comedian guy that you see pop up. They all show up. Bill Burr's playing JFK. You've got Andy Warhol making an appearance. You've got my favorite. Honestly, I did not think going into it, my favorite part of the entire movie would be Hugh Grant. But it was.
Oh.
He was playing Thurl Ravenscroft because, of course,
Thurl Ravenscroft.
Well, he's the guy. Person.
Yeah, Thor Ravenscroft. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Oh.
Thor Ravenscroft did a lot of early voices, including, they're great.
Tony the Tiger.
Oh. He was the original Tony, or one of the original Tony the Tigers, but he was the longtime Tony the Tiger. Well, he plays that role. And I will say this movie is, I don't know the right way to say it. It's just dumb. You know, like, it's like a bad version of Airplane. Where, like,
oh, yeah.
It's just
so it's
slapstick, over-the-top, stupid jokes constantly with no substance.
Something?
No, because it's not really real.
Oh, okay.
I guess part of it's real, but...
Well, that's a shame, because that is a fascinating story, honestly, and I might recommend, there's a podcast, Business Wars.
Okay.
Wondery has this podcast called Business Wars, and season 21 is called Cereal Wars, and it is the true story of like Post versus Kellogg, and it is a fascinating like
Yeah.
Cold War story.
Yeah.
So you've got to, that's the thing. If you want to know about Pop-Tarts. So
if you want to know about like the history of the cereal wars.
But I could understand people liking this movie. It's got a lot of nostalgia. It's a lot of just these random weird characters. They bring this team of like taste experts together and it's all real life. Like people, James Marsden is playing
Jack LaLanne.
Yes, Jack LaLanne. You've got Chef Boyardee. Chef Boyardee is one of the people played by I should have had this all pulled up.
It's all good.
Yeah, they're rolling through. They have all these different. Steve Schwinn is one of the characters from Schwinn Bikes. It's just a lot of goofy, dumb comedy in it, and it just doesn't play well together.
I feel like you're not recommending this.
I wouldn't recommend it. No, I think it's a funnier
movie.
You
just wanted to see a bunch of cameos.
Yeah, maybe. I feel like if we just like sat in the other room and I kind of did this with Dawn and I told you the five best jokes from it, you would get more out of that than spending an hour 45 minutes watching this movie.
All right, well, we're all going to come at about 3:15.
Okay, sounds good.
Prep room, and you're going to tell us the five best jokes.
Done.
Unfrosted.
Sounds great.
And what's Unfrosted on again?
It's on Netflix.
And this is Jerry Seinfeld's project,
correct?
Right?
The project that he did, and then rather than promoting it, he decided to say the entire movie industry is a sham and comedy's dead.
Right. Yeah. That helps. There's that. Timing. What are you doing?
That helps get attention.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, thank you for that review.
Sure.
Listeners, if you watched anything fun, feel free to drop us a line in the email. We love talking TV on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. When we come back, the thing that we love talking about more than TV, not food. We do love talking about food too. Britney Spears. In fact, Britney has been posting again, and we're not still quite sure what she's trying to tell us, but we're going to try to figure it out when we come back right here on My Talk.
Go to Radio 10.
Bradley Trainer, Dawn McClain, producer Mike Ganger. The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, where talk is fun. My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
What is she trying to tell us?
Are you
okay? It's hard to tell.
Oh.
It's really hard to tell most days when Britney posts on Instagram, but the good news is that's our job to figure it out. So we'll attempt to do that. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the second hour, the end of the second hour of The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on this beautiful Tuesday. I see sunshine. I thought it was going to rain all day, so I'm happy. Mike, did you say it's raining later?
A chance of an isolated thunderstorm. Otherwise, it shouldn't be too bad.
Okay, good.
It sounds so weathery when you say it like that.
I like it. No, he's real professional sounding. Yeah. Better than A-L-E-X-A. Okay. She posted again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing you got to remember about Britney is her posts are discombobulated or disconnected. So the post itself is her like on a horse or near it. She's in a like Kevin Costner movie.
It's Corral.
And but that's the video. But then the post itself is totally unrelated.
It's like she wants to post a video and she's like, I also have things to say.
Yeah. So she's like, I got this content. I'm going to use this as a chance to
get people to click on this,
to get out her words. And here are the words, of which 84,000 people roughly have liked. Quote. And I'm like, are y'all liking that because you like what she's saying or because you like me have questions and they don't have a question
they don't have there's no comments.
Yeah,
allowed,
that's what I mean. Like maybe that's just people's way of saying like, I have no other way of registering my question.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Britney. I honestly wish my life was as wild as it had been portrayed. Either way, some bleep actually has happened to my foot. And I might have to have surgery. Fingers crossed. Hopefully not, but I feel that I was harassed and gaslit and tricked to go on the street when my car was supposed to be there. I was in my pajamas, yes.
Oh.
I had been crying because I hurt my foot. No breakdown. I'm a grown-ass woman who's actually very naive in most situations. I am simply embarrassed they got me in my damn pajamas. I don't feel loved. I feel mistreated. With that said, I'm going to treat myself this week. And I think that's what maybe referred to the horse. Like, she's like, I'm going to ride a horse. So I think this is actually rather coherent compared to some of the posts where I'm like, I don't understand what message she's trying to convey.
Yeah.
But she is still trying to convey the message that whole alleged meltdown that took place last week on Friday that we went live with, Dawn.
Yeah.
You remember? Because the sources were saying to TMZ that she didn't break her foot twirling or dancing, as she alleges, but that she got into a fight and a screaming match and was running around the halls of, which hotel was it again?
Chateau Marmont.
And that the fellow people staying at the hotel, what do we call them?
Hotel guests.
Thank you. That fellow guests were concerned and called paramedics. So that's the story that the tabloids were telling. She then said, no, I was just dancing and having fun and apparently broke my foot.
Yeah, it's like I tend to believe her more, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Because
well, this message sounds rather lucid, right?
Yeah, it's like she could be like normal. Well, I don't want to say normal and not or non-normal because that's not
typical
fair.
Britney.
Typical people, just everyday people that aren't celebrities, get drunk at hotels.
That's true.
They mess around and they try to dance when they're drunk or on whatever, and they are loud. But that doesn't mean they're having a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
And that's where I don't like the labeling. If this was another celebrity, a male celebrity, it wouldn't be he's having a mental breakdown. Just we're always
no with her. It's always mental.
Mental breakdown.
And part of that is because of, you know, again, I think it's specific to her because of what's happened. But what happened to her was specific because of her. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, so I get, you know, like it's kind of this like weird thing that keeps eating itself.
Yeah.
Because she's never going to escape those. You know, people are never not going to go, what's wrong with Britney?
Yeah.
Like, because if she exhibits any atypical behavior from the norm of human behavior, and not even the norm, but the like rigid expectations of the media.
Yeah.
Then it'll be she's having a meltdown. Because I really will say, I think the press overreacted on Friday.
Totally.
I'm here for like people saying like, I'm here for people saying Britney is out of control or she's having a moment. Because I think that would be totally understandable and believable.
Yeah.
That she is having a difficult moment in her life right now because she's still trying to navigate life post-conservatorship. And I'm not entirely convinced that the conservatorship is done.
Yeah.
Or that the people trying to control her are completely free of her. So I think that there are still, like, she's still working through some stuff is my point. But to your point, just because she's working through some stuff doesn't mean she needs to be like tied up and put away in an institution.
And not have any of her rights or access to her money.
Yeah. And do you find it also interesting that a lot of this was coming out after what?
After
the, the settlement with her dad.
Oh, yeah.
So her being crazy shows up 5 seconds after she settles with her dad.
Right. And it's like she, I was just shocked that TMZ, before this story, they were like basically trying to say she actually does need to be in a conservatorship, guys.
Yes.
And you're like, what?
First of all, how would you be the arbiters of such things?
Like, no, that's not what the court says. Actually, the courts say that she doesn't need to be in a conservatorship. So, sorry. I don't know who you're paying for that story or who's paying you.
I was going to say, who's giving information? And it's daddy.
It's just embarrassing. Well, I dug a little deeper into her through the Daily Mail. So, take that with a grain of salt. The guy who she's been hanging out with, who they call her boyfriend.
Mr. Solis.
Yes, Paul Solis Jr.
He's the guy that was allegedly with her at the hotel and they were fighting and she had a meltdown. And
Yeah.
Danced on her foot.
So the Daily Mail went digging around in his past. Now, we know that he is a felon, but
which is allegedly what got him fired. He was hired essentially as a housekeeper or a handyman.
Yeah.
And then got canned because they found he had a record. But I'm like, don't you do background checks before you let people in Britney's house?
Yeah, exactly. I think maybe they saw that he was getting close to Britney, and they're like, let's get rid of this guy.
You know, a quote bad guy. I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying that's the perception.
Yeah. So the Daily Mail went hunting down his ex, who says that he is a deadbeat dad of 9.
Wow.
And that he doesn't pay child support. He's not paid bills for his 5 kids with her or his other children with other women. And that he was married and now he denies his children. That she called him the EBT Nick Cannon. I'm like, okay.
Well, so, here's the thing I also know. They probably paid her.
Absolutely.
The Daily Mail. So I'm not taking that for much. But I also think it's a nice distraction, right? Like, let's continue to, you know, they did this to that one guy, the paparazzo that she was hanging out with.
That's true.
You know, and again, it's not to say that he doesn't have a past, but have you met people?
Yeah.
Now, look, if he really is a deadbeat dad, quote unquote, meaning he's not taking care of the children that he brought into this world, then that's legitimate. But
she also says that they are not together because he cheated on her with Britney Spears.
Oh,
like when the opportunity came his way, he was like, well, I'm jumping on this or her.
Mike, have we heard anything in the blind items about this?
Not really.
Okay.
It's been surprisingly quiet.
Yeah, it has been. It's kind of frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But once again, like I said, this is coming from the Daily Mail, which sometimes they are really good about.
Well, they're really good at getting people to give them information, whether or not that information is legitimate or not. I mean, just because they got in touch with his ex and wrote him a big fat check and she said a bunch of things doesn't mean they're true. But it does mean, you know, hopefully that people are asking questions. But again, Britney can make her choices if she wants to be with this character and he is a horrible person. She is a grown ass woman. What are you going to do? If you had a sister who was dating someone that you thought was a quote deadbeat, you'd maybe make your opinions known.
Yeah.
But beyond that, what are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, I think she's isolated and she might not know these things. She might not know that he has a bunch of kids that he's supposed to be paying child support for. If he, like, I don't think that would keep him away. Keep her away from him, though.
Well, no, because if you're Jamie Lynn Spears and you're like, I know you don't have a lot of people around you right now, and she'd be like, get away, biatch.
Yeah, but she would be more
likely.
She's
not going to trust anyone. She's trusting him, which is not a good thing.
Right. More than likely, if she found out that he could not pay for his child support, she'd probably give him the money, which is probably why people are trying to bring this to light, the people that want her money and think that they're
They're more deserving of her money.
Yeah, right.
That's, oh man, money makes people do strange things.
Yeah. So, you know, I hope that she isn't in any danger, though. We all hope that. That's, you know, an obvious thing. But, oh boy, it's just hard to know if they end up at another hotel and she has another broken ankle.
Yeah.
I guess we'll know.
I really hope that she doesn't have to have surgery. Anyway, good luck to you, ma'am. When we come back, Dawn. You're going to tell us about, you saw that trailer again for that Horizon movie with Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
It doesn't look that good, does it?
No.
No.
I got a little snippet of it. I'll play it for you.
All right. When we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.